As the arrows and stones whined out over the sea, Rufe found himself scrambling up the rigging alongside Duddy. They slashed at the ties holding the sails furled, both roaring. A sling stone bounced off Logalog's head, stunning him. He was going down, his mouth and nostrils filling with seawater. Finbar dived and came up under him, and with the shrew lying across his back, the big sea otter struck out valiantly for the Pearl Queen.
I say, Finn, old lad, catch this!
Hon Rosie was her usual accurate self. She slung the rope, landing it neatly a paw's breadth from Finbar. The otter latched onto it with powerful jaws. Next moment, he was streaking through the waters like a great minnow, as Rosie and several others heaved the line in, paw over paw.
Up you come, you two. Great seasons. Look at the bump on old Loggerthing's bonds. Righto, I've got him.
The sails were billowing, blown out taut by the wind. Pearl Queen strained against the anchor rope like a wild animal, waiting to be unleashed. Joseph, aided by Finbar Galedeep, heaved against the tiller, forcing the rudder around until Pearl Queen was bowsprit out, facing the horizon. The tide swell was lifting at its peak when the sea otter bellowed.
Cut loose your anchor cable!
Formal had found a ship's axe, perfectly suited to the job. He struck the rope twice where it came through the forward port. Whack! Thwack! Pearl Queen ran free, veering southwest into the heaving seas. Captain Slip was waist-deep in the water, about to take the plunge and swim toward his ship, when he saw it buck from the anchor cable and begin heading out to sea. With a howl of dismay, he hurtled forward into the waves and struck out for his brother's ship. Dizzy from roistering in the close confines of a hot and well-lit cabin, Captain Strap shivered on deck, rubbed his eyes and peered into the darkness, demanding,
"What in the name of bursting bilges is going on?"
Rapsnout, mate of the Pearl Queen, explained as best he could.
"That banging amidships, Captain. It was two animals, Otter and a Shrew, I think. They must have been trying to bore an hole in your vessel, I reckon."
Strap peered anxiously over the side.
"And did they?"
he asked.
"Bless your cockles, no, Captain. We chased them off,"
Rapsnout said, brandishing his cutlass.
"But they swimmed all to your brother's craft. Looks like them and their mates have took off with it."
"Avast the shallow! Throw me a line!"
Strap's eyes were now accustomed to the night. He saw his brother swimming toward the shallow and shouted,
"Rapsnout, throw Captain Slip a line!"
The dutiful mate grabbed a heaving line and hailed one end of it out to the figure in the water. Strap chuckled wickedly.
"Now throw him the other end of it."
Rapsnout blinked and scratched his head in bewilderment.
"Throw him the other end, Captain? Are you sure?"
Strap was already shouting orders to the two crews he had aboard.
"Hoist your anchor. Bring her about southwest. Unfurl all sails smart-like. Nip to it."